I'm from the Federated States of Micronesia, specifically the island of Yap.
I am from the islands of Chuuk and Pohnpei, and that's in Federated States of Micronesia.
Second-year Canisius College student Crystal Simon and her new friend, freshman Annalyn Terrig, both traveled 8,000 miles to Buffalo from their hometowns in the Federated States of Micronesia. Simon first became inspired by a Jesuit education when she attended Xavier High School in Micronesia. It was one of the reasons she selected Canisius. On a full scholarship, she's now back to embark on her second year of college, majoring in human resources.
I really am happy that I chose this place because it's such a smaller than the other choices, and I like it better because I come from small places, so a small place.
But Simon misses home, so when she learned at a welcome event last week that another student was arriving from Micronesia, she was thrilled.
I was ecstatic when I heard about her coming here because it's so different. And even though it's a nice place and everything, nice people, it is nice to have someone who's from home.
We just got to know each other through two of her cousins, whom I know because I went to school with them for a short amount of time. And so they messaged her saying, oh, can you just watch over our friend? She's coming over. It's her first time going anywhere alone, so take care of her. And I was just excited, like, oh, I have someone who's watching over me. That's great.
The students appear together outside the village townhouses across from the college's main campus. They never met in Micronesia, but had an instant connection.
it's great being able to talk about things that we miss.
Terrig says she was attracted to Canisius by the smaller size and a diverse student population from around the globe.
It was the right size of school for me. It wasn't too big where I would just get lost in the sea of students. And it was small enough where everybody was just, everybody knew everybody, but not too much to the point where they're in their business.
As classes begin today, she will be majoring in adolescent education. As a freshman, so far from home, she will now rely on Simon, almost like a big sister, to show her around.
I am excited about the many different experiences that I get to experience here in Buffalo.
Terrig says she's a little leery of the arrival of winter weather, since both students come from a very tropical climate.
Usually in Micronesia, if you were to just walk like one block, you're already drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
But here, we managed to get here, and we're just, like, jolly and sweatless for the most part.
These young ladies also share the same love of the way rice and other food is prepared in Micronesia.
Are you homesick for anything? Or?
Oh, I'm homesick for the food. I miss the local food, banana, yam, breadfruit, and fish even. I tried salmon. It's nice, though.
We don't have that.
We just spent the whole day basically talking about how much we've missed rice and how we should start cooking rice.
The two students are beginning a new friendship here in Buffalo, but they're laughing like old friends. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.